Our Dexter Area Chamber of Commerce report today on the Lucianne Land Show features a different way to manage your medicine. It's called Better My Meds. It's a medication management service. And Betty Chaffee is the pharmacist and owner. You came up with this idea because you really like talking to your patients about how they're taking their medications. And you realized it wasn't working in the old model.
That's exactly right, Lucianne. Thanks for having me on. As a community pharmacist, which I came to late in my career, I found out that there are a lot of people who come to get prescriptions filled or refilled, and they have questions. And pharmacists in the community usually don't have a lot of time to talk to people. And so as much as I enjoy that kind of a practice, it was time to move on and start something new where I could just focus on education.
I have found, and I have a fiancé who's been critically ill for a number of years, that you really have to take ownership of your own destiny when it comes to healthcare, because I find that you have to explain things to people that they just don't understand right away, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, because they don't see the complete picture. We're seeing it day to day. And more people are having to take that initiative for themselves rather than relying on the health professionals. But we don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. So I can see where there's a lot of value in what you're offering, because you're going to see the big picture with this person's health care.
Right. And it also gives a different perspective on medication use that the person hasn't ever seen before.
Right.
So they get some information from their doctor, usually. People oftentimes get some information from the internet, or information from the monograph that comes with their prescription in the bag.
Is that what that's called, monograph?
Yeah, drug information pamphlet, okay. Whatever you want to call that. But it doesn't make it personal to that person. It's not an individual piece of information that they can really use for themselves or for their loved one if they're right. caring for someone. And so a pharmacist, when sitting down with a person and really learning about their health information, what other medicines they're on, what are the real questions that you have or the concerns that you have, you can really make the medical care very personal to that patient. And that provides a lot of confidence to mm-hmm. that person. Now they understand their medicines. They understand how they all fit together. And if there's questions for the doctor that they need to bring up, they know what they are and they know how to do that.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to pick up his medicine and he's on a feeding tube and they haven't given it to me in a form that allows me to put it in the tube. It's not crushable or it doesn't do well that way. So again, those are the kinds of things that, you know, you just have to be aware of.
And people need to know that it's okay to advocate for themselves. And in order to advocate for yourself, either with a pharmacist or a doctor or any other health professional, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to have some understanding of what's going on. And so the education that you can get about medications from a pharmacist who has time to talk with you about it is invaluable, because it allows you to know what questions to ask to advocate for yourself or for a loved one.
So, Betty, how does this work? When someone's working with Better My Meds and working with you, do you come to them? Do they go to you? You're not dispensing the medicine, right?
That's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, so Better My Meds is a pharmacy practice, but it is so unique. It's exactly the opposite of what most community pharmacists do, where they focus on dispensing prescriptions and selling products and rarely have time to talk to their patients. I do the opposite. So I spend all my time educating and counseling people, coaching them about their medicines, and I do not dispense medicines or sell any products. So I don't have a storefront or an inventory. Typically, I like to see patients in their homes when I can, if they're local enough to me, because seeing people in their own environment makes a big difference in the interaction that you have and the information you can share. But we also meet, I also meet patients at other places that are reasonably private in between. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of optional. I can do it over the phone, but that's not ideal because I enjoy sitting face to face with my patients.
Do they typically provide you with a list of their medications and you review that? And then you talk with them about it?
What we do is, if possible, the person brings all of their medications, both prescription and non-prescription, including dietary supplements, to the meeting. And so we look at each one, one by one. Many times people have misunderstandings about how to take them, and we can actually see the label and what was prescribed. So somebody might say, I'm taking this once a day, and I look at it and I say, well, but no, it was prescribed twice a day. Oh, gee, I didn't know that. So having the actual bottles there does help. That's also true with dietary supplements, because oftentimes people buy dietary supplements, whatever's on sale, and they get a different dose every time.
Oh.
And so so knowing what dose they're taking and whether that's actually going to be effective for what they're using it for is important. So bringing everything together is good. Sometimes people can't do that for whatever reason, and then we do work off of a list. But we start with a list of medications, and we go through the health information, the past medical history and the health concerns that the patient has right now, because that does impact, of course, what medications they need and how they should be working. And then we also talk about what specific concerns and questions that person has so that we can make sure to address everything and make a plan for how to deal with those and resolve problems.
We are seeing of late a lot of problems that have come up with certain drugs. For instance, ranitidine, which is what, Zantac?
Zantac.
Which a lot of us take, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're saying there might be some kind of a cancer-causing agent in it. So those kinds of questions, it would be great to have someone like you be able to talk with us about that and determine whether we need to do something different or...
That's exactly right. Getting information off the internet is not always that helpful. And so knowing someone who can give you some better information that will tell you what's going on right now, what you can expect in the future, is there something else you can use as an alternative right now? That certainly happened with some blood pressure medicines over
right.
the past several
Same
months.
Thing.
Yes, definitely talking to a pharmacist who can help you through that kind of thing is important.
Right. Another good example. For 25 years, my fiancé had been on a blood pressure pill, lisinopril, and he would have this occasional cough.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever told us that there are these little fiber things that can attach to the lungs that can cause that in some people who take lisinopril. Once we figured that out, we were able to get him off that and onto a different type of medication, of blood pressure medication.
Yeah, and that's just a really good example of people not knowing what questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't. They're not trained to know that.
Right.
So having in-depth conversations with pharmacists is important, because then that kind of question comes up. So you see that lisinopril is on the list. One of the questions that you ask, do you ever have a cough?
Right.
And so you can get at that a little bit more easily. And of course, doctors know those things as well, but they rarely have time during their quick 15-minute, maybe 30-minute appointment with a patient to address them.
And I find that even doctors, even your primary care doctor, they're not looking at the big picture. They try to, but you're right. It's very fast appointment usually, and they've got a lot of other things going on. And I can see the value of someone like you coming in, looking at the whole picture and being able to ascertain if what you're on is the right thing. Now, where does the doctor come into play here? What if you look at the medicine of one of your clients and you have questions about what they're taking and how much they're taking and all of that? Is the doctor then brought in, or how does that play into it?
We never leave the doctor out of the picture. It's a team sport, really, what we're talking about. And so the pharmacist is just in addition to that team. We can do that in a couple of different ways. A lot of people want to be their own advocate. They want to be the one who's educated about the questions and problems that they believe that they have and maybe sometimes do have.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to know how to talk with their doctor about that. The whole point, of course, is that the patient and the doctor are on the same page and that they're going in the same direction to treat whatever the health concern is. So a lot of times I just educate a patient to advocate for themselves and work as backup to them if they talk to their doctor and still need more help. Other times, patients are not comfortable talking to their doctor for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they don't feel like they communicate with their doctor well. Sometimes they just don't know how to broach the subject or what questions to ask or things to say. And so then I can intervene and intervene with the doctor for the patient by fax, by phone, get answers, and get back to the patient.
Better My Meds, and you can go to bettermymeds.com. We're talking with Betty Chaffee. She's a pharmacist and founder of Better My Meds. She's been in business with this since 2012, but you actually have, what, 40 years as a pharmacist?
Yeah, I hate to admit that it's been almost that long. Not quite that long, but almost that long.
And if people go online, they can learn more information, bettermymeds.com. Of course, a lot of people are wondering, okay, how does one pay for this? This would not be insurance-based, right?
That's correct. Right now, insurance doesn't cover this kind of service. So it's a fee that comes out of the patient's pocket. Most of the time, I can say, though, that I've been able to save people a fair amount of money, many times with dietary supplements that they don't need, sometimes with duplicate medications that they won't need to have anymore, or medications that they just don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly what we know from research and surveys is that when people engage regularly with a pharmacist, they stay healthier, they stay out of the hospital, and they spend much less money on their overall health care. So it will be a savings in the end for most people.
And I still don't know the difference between aspirin, Advil, Aleve, all those products that are out there now. And you have to know these kinds of things, right?
Well, you know, if you're going to stand in front of a shelf and trying to decide on an over-the-counter pain medicine, you absolutely need to know what is good for you. And your pharmacist is the one who can really guide you that way.
Right. And for the pharmacists that are standing behind the counter, traditionally when you go to get your medicine, they're supposed to be able to talk with you. Again, it's a time issue. They don't have a lot of time to sit and go through all of this.
It is a time issue. So for quick questions like, should I get Aleve or should I get Advil,
mm-hmm.
A pharmacist will sometimes be able to step out and talk with someone about that. But for an in-depth interview about health information and about all the medications and review everything, pharmacists rarely have time to sit down and spend that kind of time. I usually spend almost an hour with people with the initial interview. So that's significant time. And many pharmacies just don't have a business model that supports that.
And what should people expect to pay for something like this? Is this a yearly type of thing that you would join, or how does this work?
I have several different fees that I can do. I can do a one-time fee for a review. I also have a subscription-based service, so people that want just to be able to call me anytime can just pay by the month, and we can do it that way. There are also other fees for smaller reviews. Some people have just specific questions about treatment of a particular problem. Osteoporosis, for example. Should I go on this medicine for osteoporosis? And that's a little quicker, maybe less in depth. So there's a variety of fees that we have, and that's all on the website.
And just to think about all the advertising on television for these medications, again, we get lured in by that. We go to our doctor, say, I want that. It says it can help me with whatever problem is ailing me. But that isn't always true, and you're the expert then that can sit and navigate that.
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah. So to look at the risks and benefits of different medicines, whether it's really right for you, even though it's good for your best friend, it may not be the case for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so talking through all that based on your own health history, the other medicines that you're on, and your own values and concerns is important to do instead of just listening to an advertisement or reading something on the internet. It's important to make it personal.
And I think too many of us forget to take our medicines. We forget all sorts of things about them. Like you said, you're supposed to be taking it. I was on a medicine for a while that I didn't realize I was supposed to be taking twice a day. I misread it. And that's a good example of being educated. You have to be educated in these things.
Well, you know, and that's right. I like to compare some of what I do to exercise classes. So when you go to an exercise class, you always have somebody instructing you, and they keep reminding you to breathe, to protect your back, to do various things that you think come normally, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we listen to that kind of coaching. When it comes to medications, a lot of times we're told at the very beginning when we start on a new medicine what to do. Nobody ever reminds us about it. And so we can go for 10, 20, 30 years on the same medication, and we forget things, just like
right.
You said.
And for the longest time, on the prescription bottles, they would be using the language that the medical profession used. And if you didn't know what BID was, or, you know, now it's spelled out a little bit more. Which BID, is that once a day?
That's twice a day.
Oh, see?
Yeah, so that's,
mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, you know, we've gotten smarter over the years, and so now we know it's important to make sure that the label is printed in a way that anybody can look at it and understand what it means.
Right.
And so we don't do those kind of abbreviations anymore. But it still requires each patient to look at each label and look at it periodically. Mm-hmm. Each time it gets refilled, is it the same as it used
right.
to be? Yeah.
And taking antibiotics, you have to take all of them, right?
Typically, that is the case, yes. So, yes, once you're prescribed an antibiotic for an acute problem, the whole course should be taken unless your doctor tells you otherwise.
All right. Great talking with you today. Wealth of information. And it's startling, some of the information that you have, that it's estimated that problems with medications result in 1.3 million emergency department visits, 700,000 hospitalizations, 125,000 deaths, and up to $3 billion in wasted expenses every year. So when you look at having an expert like you at the ready for someone to one-on-one personal service, that could actually be a cost savings in the long run.
A huge cost savings, not only for an individual, but also for society as a whole.
Thank you so much, Betty Chaffee. And she is the founder of Better My Meds. Visit bettermymeds.com. She's a member of the Dexter Area Chamber of Commerce. And you can go online to dexterchamber.org for information about the chamber and its members. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.